Thank you, Welton Old Boys. I'm Dermot O'Dreary, and welcome to Welton's Got Talent. Now, please, without further ado, give a raucous welcome to our Welton's Got Talent judges. Firstly, we have Amanda Golden, who is always super, super kind. And Simon Scowl, who is brutally honest and wears very high trousers. And, oh no, King Herod. Now, I'm backstage with Joseph, who's got a pretty exciting act ready to go. Tell us a bit about yourself, Jojo.
My name's Joseph, I'm a carpenter. My tools are simple, but God has given me a big job to do to care for Mary and the baby. Now, I don't feel important, but when God gives us a job, we say yes, don't we, guys? Yeah. I said, don't we, guys? Yeah. Well, timber is my life. I've sanded more planks than fish in Galilee, and when God told me to care for Mary and the baby, I said, please give me an instruction manual. But there was no step-by-step guide. But instead, he gave me love and faith for Mary and the baby.
Beautiful, humble faith. It's a yes from me.
Simple, heartfelt, and powerful. It's a yes from me.
I mean, what is this? I could build a palace faster than that. It's a no from me. Next.
Now, I'm not going to lie, guys, it is a little smelly back here as I'm here with a bunch of shepherds.
We look after sheep. We didn't expect angels.
God chose ordinary people like us. That's amazing.
Okay, guys, you're up.
Stop. I'm not sure this is very fitting. Don't you have, like, a nice poem or something?
We were watching our flock when suddenly we saw angels in the sky.
They said the Saviour is born.
We rushed, we ran,
we had to see.
Jesus is born for you and me!
Joyful, and I really loved it. It's a yes from me.
Heartfelt excitement. It's a yes from me.
Shepherds? Shepherds? What is this, some kind of vet show or something? It's a no from me.
So, Sally, talk to me. You've been training this choir for quite some time now. They must be great at singing, right?
Well, they're probably better dancers. And I didn't actually mean to say that out loud, but come on, angels, you got this. You're going to be brilliant.
I never thought I'd perform in front of people, but Jesus deserves our best.
He does, our very best. We must absolutely go for it.
We must. And Sally said we might get some Haribos.
You've given us the Haribos. They get stuck in your teeth, I find. But I'll take them out later, don't worry. No, the teeth, that is. Yeah. Right then, I think we're going to sing another song, folks. Let's stand together, if you're able, and let's sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Sure.
surely sounds like that. Yes!
I didn't like it. I loved it. It's a yes from me.
Too joyful. No, can't stand it. No.
Right, now I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Mary. I never believed God would choose me, but I love and I trust him with all my heart. Tonight I'm going to be singing one of my favourite songs, and I would love everyone to sing it with me. I'd like everyone to get up on their feet and go for it.
Just when you think you know a person, the YMCA, that is up there with some of the wildest things I've learned about you.
Okay, fair point. But the song's about not having anywhere to stay, and we all know we end up in a manger. Now, where was I? Oh yeah, God sees us, he chooses us, he loves us, and tonight the world receives its saviour.
Beautiful, tender, holy, oh yeah!
Oh, that one really moved me. That's definitely got to be a yes.
Babies? Bah, humbug. Babies don't impress kings. Next.
So, I'm backstage with a bunch of wise guys. Can you tell us how you got here today, chaps?
We followed the stars such a long way because no treasure compares to God. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Gold for a king, frankincense for God,
myrrh for our saviour.
We kneel before the King of Kings.
Okay, Christmas. It really isn't about our search for God, but it's about God bringing himself to us. Sometimes people think that God is far away, way up in the sky, looking down, either disappointed or distant. But Christmas says something completely different. John 1:14 says, "The Word became flesh and made his home among us." God didn't shout some loving words from heaven. He came down and showed himself to us. A real baby, breathing, crying, laughing, a tiny hand wrapped around Mary's finger. The God who made the stars wrapped in ordinary human skin. But why? Why did he do it? So we would never again wonder, does God care about me? He didn't arrive into comfort. Jesus had no palace, no warm room, no soft bed. He arrived into a stable, into noise, chaos and discomfort, because he wasn't waiting for us to be perfect. He came right into the middle of life as it was. So often we hear people say, "When I'm sorted, I'll look for God. After I get well, I have the strength to pray. When my circumstances change, I'll start coming to church." But the message of Jesus is, don't wait. Jesus stepped into our reality to say, "I'm not afraid of your mess. I came for it." He came for our pain, our fears, our doubts, the brokenness that we hide from others. He is love that has a name and a face. A living, breathing Savior with eyes that see you, and arms that welcome you. Jesus didn't just speak love. He is love, and he poured himself out. He came for you, and if you were the only person on the whole earth, Jesus still would have turned up for you. A part of John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world. If you're in the world, friends, that is you. He came for your tiredness, for the questions that you don't say out loud, for the moments that you feel unseen. But a gift isn't truly a gift until it's been opened. Today, Jesus stands at the door of every heart and whispers, I came for you. Will you let me in? Not pressure, not religion, just love, knocking gently and waiting to be welcomed. There's a quote from Rick Warren that says, if God had wanted to scare us, he wouldn't have come as a baby. And God chose to come to humanity in a non-threatening, humble form, a baby in a manger, to demonstrate love and invite intimacy rather than to instill fear. He teaches that love is the antidote to fear and that through Jesus we become part of God's family, so we have nothing to be afraid of. I want us to take a moment to pray and take a deep breath and breathe in his peace and enjoy this moment of connection with him. And if you're ready, welcome Jesus into your heart properly for the first time. How do you do that? Four simple words. Jesus, you are welcome. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you that Christmas is not just a memory or a random event. It's not just something empty that we celebrate, but a miracle. It's a miracle that you had planned since before the beginning of time. Emmanuel, you came down and you've stayed close. By your Holy Spirit, you have stayed close. And my prayer is that we remember to invite you to stay close in the good times, in the mess, in our homes, our families, our quiet moments, in our worries, joys, celebrations, and in the deepest part of our hearts. Thank you, Lord, that you love us so, so radically. And we welcome you in this Christmas. Amen. If you have just said those four words, Jesus, you are welcome, can I ask you to do one thing? Would you please tell somebody in this room that you've prayed that prayer? I promise you, it will be a great conversation.
That was just rich in meaning.
It was worshipful and wonderful.
Gifts, stars, kings. Listen, tell me where this king is, so I can come and congratulate him.
Is this the final act?
This isn't a performance. It's the saviour.
This is the greatest gift ever given, and we get to be a part of it.
Oh, I give up. Even kings bow before him.
Well, I think this calls for something. Something pretty golden.
No way! Are you really going to press it?
I think I have to. We'll all press it together. Come on, Herod. We'll all press it together.
Where's the gold confetti?
Chris Bennett said there wasn't any budget for confetti, but I've got some left over from X Factor.
Jesus, the true King, wins our hearts forever. Let's all stand together and worship our Lord.
So
Sun.